The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
That's right. Well, I thought I'd better call Mr. Cole and let him know that we were here in Boston. You see, my wife received a letter 2 weeks ago that she was one of the heirs to the cousin's estate of Miss Laura Cummins, and... Yeah, that's right, yes. Well, Mr. Cole asked if we'd come to Boston for the reading of the will tomorrow. Oh, I see.
What's it, Daddy?
Well, all right, supposing I call back later today, then. You see, we want to take some of the historic tours while we're in Boston anyhow. Brought my aunt and our little girl along, and I'm rather anxious to have her learn something about American history, you know. Well, thank you. I'm sure we will. Yes, I'll call back later.
What'd you say?
Well, it seems they found another will that Laura left, and Mr. Cole's trying to find out now which is the authentic one, or the last one, whatever you say.
Oh, well, then we're free to just go on a tour this morning.
Yeah, just go.
Betsy, now put your coloring book away and go down the hall and knock on Aunt Effie's door. Sorry to get ready. We're going on a tour this morning.
What room is hers? 631?
That's right. And don't run up and down the hall. Remember, this is a hotel, and some of the guests sleep later.
And, darling, you hurry back, because Daddy's got some things he wants to tell you before we start out on the tour.
Okay, Daddy.
It's exciting being in Boston, isn't it?
Isn't it? Now, where are those folders I picked up in the lobby, you know, on the tours we can take?
Right there, Professor.
You know, we want to see as much as we can. I really want Betsy to get a good understanding of what Boston represented in the early days of the American Revolution.
Darling, Betsy is only six.
She'll be seven in June. That's not too young to begin to have some understanding of
it. Honey, you don't really begin to get American history until you're in the fifth or sixth grade.
All right. So when she's in the fifth or sixth grade, she'll know more than anybody else. Because she'll have been at these places, and it'll mean more to her. Look, we're going to see Lexington and Concord. We'll visit Paul Revere's house to the old North Church where the lantern was hung. She'll see the bridge at Concord and the green at Lexington where the first shot was fired.
Oh, I wish I'd seen them when I was in school. I do think it means more if you've actually been there.
Oh, definitely, yes, much more.
Mommy, Aunt Effie is sick.
Sick?
I think you'd better come down to her room right away.
Oh.
Anything to worry about. It's just a little laryngitis. Happens to me every now and then. And then I have to stay in bed for a day. You'll be all right tomorrow.
Honestly, nothing like taking a trip to Boston to see everything, and then you wind up in bed in a hotel, Aunt Effie.
Yeah, is there anything we can do for you?
No, not a thing. Now, you go right ahead and take a tour. No sense in all you sitting around the hotel room all day. Not a thing you can do for me, anyhow.
Well, there's too much driving in the car problem is what it was. I hate to just leave you here alone.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't mind at all. I'll read. I have some magazines.
Time's the tour start, dear.
10 o'clock.
Well, it's only 9:30 now. I'll go see if I can find the house jeep or whatever they call them. See if she has a heating pad.
Oh, that might help. Mm-hmm. Thank you, dear.
Can I go with you, Mommy?
No, you stay here. Daddy wants to talk to you before we leave.
I'll be right back, Betsy.
Now then, Betsy, we have half an hour, and Daddy wants to tell you a little bit about Boston before we go on the tour.
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, of course, there's so darn much, I don't know where to start.
Well, why don't you start with telling about Paul Revere? I was always fascinated with that story when I was little.
Paul Revere, yeah, that's a good idea.
Are we going on a big bus?
Oh, yes, with a lot of other sightseers. Now then, honey, Paul Revere was born... Yes, darling, if we can get your seat by the window. Now, listen to Daddy, will you? Paul Revere was a very famous American back in the days when America fought with England and we got our independence. Now, will you stop trying to stand on your head and sit up in that chair?
You listen to your daddy, Daddy.
Now, listen to me.
He's going to tell you a story you'll never forget.
Forget? She apparently isn't even going to hear it.
I got a heating pad right away. I met one of the maids in the home. She had one right in the closet down the hall here.
Oh, that's wonderful, dear.
You want to plug it in for Aunt Effie, dear?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think we've got to get our things on. Get down the lobby so we're ready when the tour bus comes.
Well, look, we don't need to go down yet. I'm trying to tell Betsy something of the things we're going to see.
Yeah, all right. I don't know whether to take a coat or not.
Oh, I don't think you need a coat, dear.
Maybe just my raincoat. Well, it's be clouding up a little bit.
You don't need a coat. We'll be on the bus.
Yes, but the bus stops, I'm sure, and we get out to look at things.
Well, never mind. All right, take your coat if you want to.
Yes,
I'm there.
I will.
Plug in the heating pad. It turns on right here.
Oh, thank you, dear.
We really ought to get down to the lobby, dear. I mean, if you don't tell Betsy about the American Revolution, you better step on it. Well, now what?
Well, I can't condense the American Revolution into a thumbnail sketch. Because it's interesting. She should be sitting in my lap and hanging on every word instead of sliding off a chair onto her head.
Betsy, now stop that. You're getting your dress all wrinkled for one thing. Now go sit on Daddy's lap.
Oh,
hurry up.
Never mind. Let it go. Let
no,
it
go. Betsy, go sit on Daddy's lap. Now go on. Hurry up.
Oh, all right.
Oh, come on. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Now, there.
Well,
there
you are.
What do I want? I want to tell you about Paul Revere.
No, I don't think I will take a coat. The sun is shining.
No, I don't think you need it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go on about Paul Revere. Go on.
Yeah. All right, all right. Now, look, maybe I ought to begin with the background a bit. I mean, now, have you heard it, you've heard us talk about the American Revolution, haven't you, Betsy?
Yes.
Well, do you know what that means?
No. I'm going to sit by a window on the bus, Mommy.
Oh, fine, dear.
Well, the American Revolution was started because the colonists got very angry with England because England was imposing taxes on them that the colonists didn't feel were fair. Especially because they had no representation in the government in London. You understand?
No.
You know what taxes are?
Something that makes you mad.
Well, not exactly, dear. All right, all right. Now, look, the heck with that. All you have to remember is the slogan, honey. Now, listen. Taxation without representation. Can you say that?
Taxation without representation.
Ah, you see, that's very good. You're beginning to catch on, aren't you?
No.
Oh.
Well, dear, you certainly can't expect her to comprehend things like that.
I explained it very simply.
Betsy, if Mary Lou formed a club and said you could belong to the club but that you couldn't come to the parties and still you had to send a present to her whether you were there or not, you'd be kind of mad about it, wouldn't you?
I sure would. I wouldn't give her a present if I couldn't come to the party.
Well, that's why America was mad at England. Sort of the same thing. England wanted us to send presents, but they didn't want us to come to the party.
Well, I certainly don't think that's the way to explain it.
Well, at least she understands it a little better, don't you, Betsy?
Yes.
All right, all right. Let's go on.
Now, why don't you tell Betsy about the Boston Tea Party? That's very interesting.
Yes, yeah, all
well,
right.
That's good.
Now, one of the incidents that set off the war was the Boston Tea Party.
Was the war just a lot of parties?
I think she's getting the wrong idea about this whole thing.
The Boston Tea Party, dear, wasn't what we call a party. It's just called that.
Why?
Well, because... Ask Daddy.
Now, listen, Daddy's getting a little mixed up on this whole thing. England sent over a lot of tea on some boats, and the Americans were supposed to pay heavy taxes on it, and they didn't want to. They thought it was unfair. So one night, a bunch of Americans, Paul Revere was one of them, dressed up like Indians, and they swam out to the ships and threw all the tea in the water. And that's what's called the Boston Tea Party.
Why did they dress up like Indians?
Why did they dress up like Indians?
Well, they,
No, I don't think I do remember.
Well, I think, Betsy dear, it was just a disguise, so nobody would know who they were.
I think maybe we better do a little reading up on these things ourselves, dear. You know, it's been some time since...
Well, I want to tell her about Paul Revere, anyhow. I certainly remember that. Now, one night the Americans thought the British were going to attack them.
Daddy means, you know, they were going to pick a fight.
Uh-huh.
Boy, this is some story of the American Revolution.
Well, go on about Paul Revere.
You recognize it. Well, the Americans didn't know whether the British were... We're going to come by sea or by land.
Daddy means the Americans didn't know whether the enemy was coming by little boats or whether they were going to walk.
So, as soon as they found out, Paul Revere told the sexton of the old North Church to hang a lantern in the steeple of the church.
Here's the church, and here's the steeple. Open your hands and see all the people.
Yes, yes, that's right. Now, look, don't play with your fingers, will you? Now, listen to your daddy. What's the... Look, the sexton of the church was to climb up and hang a lantern in the steeple. One, if by land...
How do you get up there?
Well, he had a ladder, I guess. And now listen, will you? He was to hang one lantern if the British came by land and two lanterns if they came by sea. But Paul Revere watched the church, and at midnight, he saw one lantern, so he knew the British were coming by land. So he jumped on his horse, and he rode through the whole countryside so he could let the people know that the British were coming.
Why didn't he just telephone them?
Oh, they didn't have phones then, dear.
No, no, people had to ride horseback, darling, and Paul Revere rode his horse.
What color was his horse? Daddy?
What color was his horse?
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what color his horse was. It was a horse. The important thing is that today we're going to ride along the very route that Paul Revere took.
And I'm going to sit by the window.
And you're going to listen to what your daddy has to say. Now, look, I want you to listen to what the guide has to say, too, when you get in that bus. Now, we took you out of school and brought you to Boston especially. So you got a very educational trip ahead of you. And I don't think I'll take a coat today.
Oh, there's the bus. I can see a sightseeing bus down there in front of the hotel.
Look, it doesn't leave until 10 o'clock. We got plenty of time. And I want to tell her about Concord.
Come on, Daddy. I want to get a seat next to the window.
Oh, well, don't be discouraged, dear. Bet she'll get more out of this than we think. I just hope she doesn't get too tired. I take a coat. Oh, I hate to leave you, Aunt Effie.
Have a good time. Don't worry about me.
Come on.
Just a minute. Who is it?
Oh. Here's Garner. Doctor, please.
Oh, my goodness. I wondered what happened to you so late.
Well, did you have a good time?
Oh, yes, it was wonderful.
Yes, if I got, you know, it was very interesting. You know, Betsy paid attention to everything. I was pretty proud of her.
You get back into bed and we'll tell you all about it, Aunt Betsy. Oh, I am exhausted.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear Betsy paid attention.
She really did. You know, she hung on every word the guide said.
Well, isn't that wonderful? And you were so worried about it.
Well, of course, I thought she'd get too tired. Since we're the ones who are worn out, she's still raring to go. Well, we drove through parts of Boston first, and then over the Charles River. Uh-huh. We drove around Harvard, and we saw the famous glass flowers. You heard about those. Went into Longfellow's house, and we bought postcards to show you. And we saw the village blacksmith's house, and where the famous spreading chestnut tree used to stand.
Then Concord, saw Hawthorne's house, Emerson's, the Alcott house. Well, we didn't stop there. No. Right on, you know, to the Concord Bridge.
Oh, now. I think I should have Betsy tell me about the tour.
Yeah, sure. You do it, Donna. You tell Aunt Effie, huh? She hung on every word the guide said. Couldn't take her eyes off him. I tell you, I was kind of relieved to see that she's got that same feeling for history that I had, you know? And it really makes a difference, apparently, to see what you're being told about.
Betsy, have a good time,
Oh, yes.
Was the guide interesting when he told you about all those things?
Oh, yes, Aunt Effie. He had the biggest nose you ever saw.
Well, what do you mean?
Didn't you see how big his nose was, Daddy?
Oh, honestly, I think he did have a rather large nose.
Well, for Pete's sake, that is not the important thing.
Well, tell Aunt Effie about Lexington, Betsy.
I got a nice pink home there, Aunt Effie.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Is that all you remember about Lexington? You got an ice cream cone?
I do.
And what do you remember about the Concord Bridge where the battle was fought for American liberty?
Oh, yes, well, Concord. That's where I saw these two squirrels, Anna. I think they were running up and down a tree.
She saw two cute squirrels at Concord.
Yes.
I tell you, I give up. I'm going back to my room and lie down.
You stay here with Aunt Effie, Betsy, and tell her about the trip, dear.
Yes, you tell me all about it, Betsy.
Might as well have stayed home.
Oh, now, honey.
It's right, just might as well have stayed home, brought her an ice cream cone, and taken her for a walk through the woods. But no, we plan a lovely trip to Boston.
Now, we'll be here the rest of the week, dear. Just give her a chance.
Serious music has its three B's. Lighthearted song has its two C's. Who are they? Why, Crosby and Clooney, of course. Bing and Rosemary, respectively, two of the nation's favorite singers of songs. And where do these two C's warble their high and low C's? Bring on another big C, the CBS Radio Network. Every weekday over most of these stations, our road shows present one or the other in the sparkling show. On Saturdays and on Sundays, with the road shows going at double schedule, you hear them both. On Saturdays, there's a road show starring Bing Crosby and one starring Rosemary Clooney. On Sundays, they each have two shows apiece. There's nothing pretentious, pedantic, or overpowering about these shows. Clooney and Crosby just sing. Three C's for you thanks to CBS Radio and the Clooney and Crosby road shows. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.